WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Violent crime in Chicago fell in 2025. Shootings were down more than 34%. Organizations around Chicago specialize in training community members to mediate conflicts to prevent violence. Tenny Gross is CEO of the Institute of Nonviolent Chicago and tells our Say More program that funding cuts at the federal level could trickle down to their work.
I'm concerned also of the bigger budget, not going to be directly cuts to us, but around food stamps and healthcare, etc., because eventually those budgets will collapse in many places. There's no doubt you got to put a lot of heart into work and change, but you also need the resources.
Gross says he's optimistic, though, that the city and private foundations will step up to fill the gap. A federal judge is allowing a Chicago woman who was shot by a Border Patrol agent last fall to release evidence from that case. This includes text messages sent by the Border Patrol agent who shot Marimar Martinez 5 times. Martinez was initially charged with assault, but prosecutors dropped all charges against her in November. In a hearing today, U.S. District Judge Georgia Alexakis says the text messages from Agent Charles Exum could provide insight into his perspective of the shooting. Text messages and other evidence could be released as soon as Monday. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says federal immigration enforcement must change before the Department of Homeland Security can receive extended funding. This is the department that oversees multiple agencies, including immigration and customs enforcement. Durbin says ICE should be held to the same standards as every law enforcement agency.
Do you expect to run into a Chicago policeman wearing a mask, taking off his name tag? No, you don't. And you also expect them to be wearing a video camera. Those are basic to good law enforcement, but unheard of when it comes to ICE operations.
A sweeping government package passed the House on Tuesday and includes a short-term measure to keep the department funded through next week. Lawmakers have until February 13th to reach an agreement, or the department will shut down. Volunteers in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood on the west side were on a mission this morning to keep people warm. The Salvation Army Freedom Center gave away free coats, hats, gloves, and scarves and had enough winter gear for 400 residents. Melissa Miles was one of them. She happened to be walking by the center and says it was a nice Friday morning surprise.
It was actually unexpected. I've been wearing my mom's coat. I usually don't go outside during the winter, but I started school, so this was like unexpected blessing.
That Salvation Army location is also a 24/7 warming center. It's a couple blocks south of Humboldt Park itself. And the Obama Presidential Center is adding 5 new artist commissions to its roster as part of its public art program. The Obama Foundation says the artists will create major site-specific works that will serve as catalysts for civic dialogue, inspiration, and connection. The foundation says it wants to become a global destination for free public art. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago proudly claims Florence Price as one of its own. After all, it was here she became the first Black female composer to have a symphony performed by a major orchestra. And this week, a new opera about Florence Price premiered elsewhere in the Midwest, in Minnesota. My colleague Courtney Kippers has more.
In the 1920s, Florence Price moved from Little Rock, Arkansas to Chicago, where she focused on her musical career. After her death in 1953, Price's symphonies largely faded away. But then, troves of her music were rediscovered in an abandoned summer getaway near St. Anne, Illinois. Now, Price's work has seen a bit of a renaissance. More orchestras are programming her music, there's a Grammy award-winning album of her songs, and this new opera. B.E. Boykin composed My Name is Florence. She said Price is finally getting her dues.
And I think that that's exciting and it's important even though it shouldn't have had to happen that way. You know, all this music she wrote well within her prime, you know, so it's sad that it took this long, but I am excited that people are speaking her name.
On Saturday night, crowds shuffled in to the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts in downtown St. Paul for opening night. For weeks, the Twin Cities have been at the epicenter of President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement campaign. Against that tense backdrop, Minnesota Opera charged ahead with its premiere. They say that's its own act of resistance.
This particular story feels to our company so essential right now.
That's Ryan Taylor, Minnesota Opera's president and general director, who notes the show has been in the works for years.
We at the company and our board of directors feels a responsibility to the creators. And it's exciting. And at the same time, there's sort of like a dull ache that won't go away.
That ache hangs thick in the air in Minnesota right now. But still, theatergoers say they are happy to have the opera to turn to.
Coming here is like I can see my temperature coming down with all that's going on and just peace.
That's Anna Young. She's here with her adult son and 6-year-old granddaughter, who just started playing the violin.
She's African-American. You don't see this often. We're in Minnesota, so it's just like, hey, let me expose my granddaughter to an amazing, awesome artist.
In under 90 minutes, the audience sees everything from Price's childhood in Little Rock to her time spent living and working in what is now Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood. Here's librettist Harrison David Rivers.
One moment sort of bleeds into the next moment, into the next moment. And I think the music takes us from moment to moment. We sort of like watch Florence Price grow up right sort of in front of our eyes and also like through our ears as well.
On stage, the show opens with soprano Flora Hawk singing these words. I was forgotten for many years. So many of us have been forgotten. But that doesn't mean we should stay that way. Remember me. Remember my music. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather breezy and cold today, a little bit of snow, temperature falling through the afternoon, and that's going to mean a blustery and cold overnight. Skies clearing, a low near 11, and the weekend sunny on Saturday, high in the low 20s, warming up a little on Sunday with a high in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.